The Medrash says, "Nayin zochi Yisrael lebirkas kahanim." How are Klal Yisrael worthy of receiving the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us through the Birkas Kohanim? Says the Medrash Me'Avraham, Shenemar ko yeh zarecha. And ostensibly, pshat in the Medrash is, here the Pasuk Be'Avraham Avinu uses the words ko yeh zarecha, and the words in our parasha are koi savarchu es b'nei Yisrael, so we have a connection of the word koi. And the Sefer of Fikei Yehuda explains what is the connection between Avraham Avinu and Koy Savarchu es b'nei Yisrael. He says, we think about Birkus Kahanim and we think about Tefillah, where one Jew davens on behalf of another Jew, where one Jew gives a bracha to another Jew, and that bracha becomes fulfilled. How is that able to happen? The halacha, he explains, is that what Avraham Avinu accomplished is, as the Medrash says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Achois Lanu Katana, Zavram, that Pasuk refers to Avraham Avinu, says the Medrash, She'iched es kol ha'olam l'kadosh baruch hu, that all of Klal Yisrael were able to become connected with a tremendous sense of achdus. He actually says, the Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra Daf Tes says, Magolius Toiva Hoisa Taluya B'Tzavar Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had this necklace with the stone that was hanging from his neck. Shekol Choyle Nisrapaba. So he says, what's Peshat in the Gemara? He says, the necklace was made out of pearls, different pearls beaded together. And when you take different pearls and you bead them together, you have one necklace. So he says, that's what Avraham Avinu accomplished. That Avraham Avinu accomplished that we're all one. And since we're all one, if one of us is hurting, if one of us needs a bracha, if one of us needs tefillah, it's really all of us needing that bracha, all of us needing the tefillah. And this concept that the bracha has to be done with a hava, that the bracha, that in order for it to be effective, has to come from a place of achdus, is actually based on a medrash. The medrash says on this pasuk of Koy Savarchus Bnei Yisrael Em Elohem, Amlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kohanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Kohanim, Loim Nei Shemati Lehem Shati Mevarchim Es Yisrael, not just because I told you that you should bless Klal Yisrael, to Mevarchim I say Ben Gario B'Behilis, you should give them the bracha in a rushed fashion. Elatim mevarchim bekavanas aleiv. You should give the bracha with kavana, with understanding and intention to give a bracha. Kitei shetishle ma bracha behem, in order that the bracha should be fulfilled. And what is pshat that here the medrash goes out of its way to tell us that the bracha, for it to be effective, has to be given with ahava, it has to be given with kavana. Isn't there the accepted opinion that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, that all mitzvahs, in order for them to be fulfilled properly, they have to be fulfilled with kavana? What's pshat in this medrash? So Rabbi Elazar Miraishin, his sefer Mishnah Melech, says that there are two types of situations that people go to a tzaddik for a bracha. Sometimes a person is faced with a serious situation. A person is faced with an emergency. And he runs to the tzaddik, that the tzaddik should be mispalel for this emergency, that somebody's sick or somebody's suffering, that the tzaddik should be mispalel, that person should be saved. And then somebody, hopefully, is going to tzaddik. Not that the tzaddik should give a bracha or be mispalel because he's facing a dangerous situation, but on the contrary, the person is experiencing good times, and his bracha to the tzaddik, his bakasha, his request of the tzaddik, is that the tzaddik should give the bracha that this should continue. So he explains, what's the difference between these two different people who approach the same tzaddik for a bracha? The first person who approached the tzaddik for a bracha that didn't have time. Time is of the essence. The emergency is right here and now. And therefore, in such a situation, the tzaddik immediately has to give the bracha. The tzaddik has to immediately be mispalel. Whereas when somebody comes to the tzaddik for a bracha or a tefillah in the good times, there's no pressure, there's no rush, and the tzaddik could sit and think and develop a wonderful connection with the person on whose behalf he is being mispalel, on behalf of the person to whom he's going to give a bracha. In order, he explains, for the bracha to really be effective, for the bracha of a tzaddik to be effective, for the bracha of a kohen to be effective, says the Medrash, it can't be given in a way of rushed. Loi bengario behilus. Because when something is done with rushed, it can't, that feeling of love, that emotion of connection, there's no time for it. And in order for the brichas kahanim to be effective, it's critical that be part of the way the kohen give the bracha. And that's why, before the kohanim say nesis kapayim, the bracha they say is levarach ama Yisrael, that should be enough. They're fulfilling the mitzvah of levarach ama Yisrael, to bless Klal Yisrael. But no, we also, the kohanim add the word bahava. Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit, who was the Roish Bezdin of the city of Warsaw, said that the pasuk by Egla Rufa, we know the parasha of Egla Rufa, is if there's a corpse found, ki matza chola ba'adama, le'noida bi'yuko, we find the corpse and we don't know who murdered it. And the Torah goes through a great detail, a procedure that has to be done when measuring which is the closest city, with that city being a calf, which should be Egla Rufa, which should be decapitated. And part of the procedure, says the pasuk, is v'nikshu kohanim b'nei Levi, ki bam bach Hashem l'kech l'sharsoi u'levarach b'shem Hashem v'apiem yeh kol riv kol nega. The Torah requires that the kohanim be part of this procedure, and the Torah goes on to describe who ordered the kohanim. The kohanim, says the pasuk, are those ki bam bach Hashem l'kech l'sharsoi. Those are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated to serve him, u'levarach b'shem Hashem, and to give the bracha. And he asks two questions. One is, we need the Chachamim, we need the Rabbanim to be part of this procedure to make sure that it's done halachically properly. Why are the Kohanim necessary to be part of this procedure? And secondly, yes, even if the Kohanim are supposed to be part of this procedure, why does the Torah here have to describe what their place in Klal Yisrael are? Kibom boch Hashem l'kecha l'shar soy l'vorch v'shem Hashem. So he says, what is the bracha of the Kohanim? The bracha of the Kohanim is, like we said, bahava. They love Klal Yisrael. They're connected to Klal Yisrael. And not only are they loving Klal Yisrael, that's the basis of their bracha. The bracha they give, the culmination of their bracha is that V'yoseim l'cha shalom, there should be peace and harmony amongst Klal Yisrael. Says the pasuk, if we unfortunately saw such a terrible situation that there's a murdered individual in Klal Yisrael, so we need to understand, how does this happen? And who are the people that should be teaching us and demonstrating that this should never happen? Says the pasuk, Kibam bach Hashem alakecha. Bring the kahanim. The kahanim whose obligation is l'shar soy l'varach b'shem Hashem, to be those that infused ahava and shalom in Klal Yisrael. They are those v'apiyem yeh kol riv kol nega. They are those that adjudicate any disputes to make sure that there's peace and harmony amongst Klal Yisrael. For were there peace and harmony amongst Klal Yisrael, and was there achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, says the pasuk, we would have never had an Egla Rufa. We need to learn the lesson of the Kohanim. We need to learn the lesson of the Brichas Kohanim And by listening and learning to this lesson, we will all be zoicha to the Brichas Kahanim of Yosem L'cha Shalom.